Isn't that a lovely song? 13 minutes past nine here on Adelaide's Coast FM. That fella just has a beautiful voice like milk. Brooke Benton and Rainy Night in Georgia. Want to let you know, that too, that all traffic on Port Road, Torrens Road, and Park Terrace are all stationary at the moment. And as you know, Coast FM have hundreds of roving reporters, and Daryl's just one of them. And Daryl, thanks for phoning through to let us know that all traffic on Port Road, Torrens Road and Park Terrace have just come to a standstill. Don't know why, but at least you know now to avoid that area. Well, in the studio with me at 14 minutes past nine, I have three guests, and they're part of the Recreational Vehicle Fellowship of Rotarians. And interestingly, I've been a Rotarian for a long time, as I said a little earlier, and I didn't even know this group existed, which is very remiss of me. But in the studio, I have Robert Meyer, and Robert is the National Membership Officer. John Spath is the main organiser of this event and the National Treasurer of the National Recreational Vehicle Fellowship of Rotarians. And we also have a guest from overseas, Jeff Hassman, who's from Cedar Falls, Iowa in the US, and he started his journey in Rotary as an exchange student some 25 years ago. 35 years ago. Thank you, Jeff. And says I, turning on all the microphones so that you can actually talk to me. So I'm going to turn to John Spath. And John, which Rotary Club do you belong to?
I belong to Gosford North, which is just about an hour north of Sydney.
Uh-huh. And tell us about the Recreational Vehicle Fellowship of Rotarians. When did it begin?
The fellowship started in the US in probably around about 1975. It started in Australia in the early 90s, and it's basically a group of Rotarians who have a special interest, which is caravanning.
Ah, okay. That's the click, caravanning.
Caravanning and motorhoming and just travelling around and having fun.
Right. And does it exist in other countries other than the USA and Australia?
There is another fellowship situated in England, which is called the ICFR, and they have branches in Europe, mainly Europe.
Right, okay. And so in Australia it's been running for how long again?
Since the early 90s.
Okay.
We've got about 300 members.
And I'm now going to turn to Robert, Robert Meyer, who is the National Membership Officer. Robert, what are some of the highlights of over the years that it's been running since the 90s?
The fantastic part about it is that we're going to see all the regional part of Australia, and we mix with a lot of Rotarians and people, and where there's places where we need to inject a little bit of money back into the place, and rather than doing all the normal touristy things, we go and see the local things of the vocations of what they do.
Right.
And it's very interesting.
And Jeff, you're from America. You've been involved for how long over there with this organisation?
I've been involved for about 3 years with the fellowship in the United States.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And any idea of how many members there'd be in the States? I imagine a lot.
200. About 200.
Okay. Yep. Righto. And you tour all over Australia, in America, rather?
Yes, yes. Hmm. Organize what we call them rallies over there. You call them musters here.
Right.
But the same concept, a bunch of Rotarians get together with their caravans or their motorhomes and meet in a place and tour around and get to know the local folks.
Now, as most of our audience are not Rotarians, they wouldn't be aware that there's in 2 weeks' time, there's the International Rotary Conference in Melbourne, and it rarely comes to Australia, so it's a big deal coming to Melbourne. And I imagine, Jeff, that's what's brought you here.
Exactly. And it was because of local Rotarians like Rob and Bob here that and John that organized this muster, and us overseas Rotarians could join in with them, and we're very thankful for all that they've organized.
Right. Oh, that's wonderful. So, Robert, I'm turning to you again now, because I was looking at your itinerary. You all arrived here in Adelaide last Saturday, I beg your pardon. And you've been very busy. You've even been to the footy.
Yes, we were going. That's true. We had a little bit of a trouble with the footy, but we had trouble getting group tickets, so we just went on an individual basis, whoever wanted to go.
Right.
But we've been to the Clipper, the Clipper of Adelaide.
Yes.
Which was unbelievable.
Mm.
And we've had a bus tour around Adelaide and been to Harndorf, and it's an unbelievable city. We didn't realise how big and how flourishing the city is.
Yes, I think everyone gets a surprise. It's a bit of a hidden gem. I know when I came here nearly 30 years ago now, thinking I'd stay 3 years and established a business and now sold and retired and still here. So, it is. It's a hidden gem.
It is. Yes. It's unbelievable.
And you're going up into the Adelaide Hills, I believe.
Yes, we're going to the Adelaide Hills, and we're also going to the cricket ground today for a tour.
Of course.
And we're going to meet with the Rotarians there, and they're going to tell us about the city, and then we're going to see the city in the afternoon with a walking tour and maybe onto the Botanic Gardens.
Wonderful.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Well, you'll enjoy the lunch because for those listening to us this morning possibly aren't aware that the oldest Rotary Club in Adelaide, in South Australia, is the Adelaide Club, and they meet weekly for lunch at the Adelaide Oval, and that's where you're going today, and they're about to celebrate their 100th birthday very, very shortly in August. So you'll have a wonderful time there. The Oval is really quite... some of you have already seen it, having been to the football. So did you go to the football, Jeff?
No, I wasn't able to go to the football.
That's very sad, Jeff.
It is.
You've
it
missed
is.
The greatest game in the world.
I agree.
That's most unfortunate. Anyway, when you go to the Oval for lunch, you'll get a feel for the Oval and what's involved. And then from on Thursday, you head to Renmark?
Correct, yes.
And then from there, eventually making your way back to Melbourne.
We're going to Mildura.
Lovely.
Then Echuca, Ballarat, then back to Melbourne on the 25th.
Wonderful. Oh, you're going to see some great history too. So have you been to Victoria before, John? Have you?
Oh, yeah. I've got some grandkids who live in Victoria, in Melbourne.
So. Right. Excellent. Oh, no, well, you'll see some wonderful... I'm looking at Jeff now and see some wonderful history on the Murray River at Echuca. And I know Victoria very well, and then down to Ballarat where they discovered gold in 1852. Wonderful. Oh, you'll have a great time. So, sorry, Robert, I cut you off.
Well, the caravan park in West, I reckon, has got to be one of the best in Australia on West Beach. It is unbelievable caravan park.
That's wonderful.
We've seen a lot of caravan parks and then travelling around.
Yes.
But it is unbelievable.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. And I gather there's a little restaurant cafe there too.
There is.
Mm, that's open to the public.
And the sailing club, which is just up the road. You can a little wander up the road. You go to the sailing club.
Yes.
Beautiful views.
And at that sailing club that you're referring to, there's a restaurant there called Oceanique.
That's it, yes.
And they're about to start advertising on this program again very, very shortly.
We were there on Saturday night when we arrived, and they looked after us really well.
Well, there you are, the Oceanique. Yes, they're a great sponsor and have been for a number of years here at this radio station. That's great. So I'm going to turn to Jeff. Jeff, a highlight of being part of the rallies that you have in America?
I think Robert already kind of referred to it. What's great about being part of this fellowship and engaging in this kind of activity is that you really get, one, you get great fellowship with and get to know the people that you're with because you're with them for an extended. And that's on the Rotarian side. And then you're also going into these smaller towns and cities, and you really get a feel for what it's like to live there and experience it and get to see a lot. So our journey started in Melbourne, and you talked about where we're going, but where we've come from has been fantastic as well because we started in Melbourne, followed the Gold Coast all the way around to Victor Harbor, and then headed north to Adelaide, and it's just been just a fantastic experience. Beautiful, wonderful scenery, lovely little towns.
Wonderful.
And really that's the huge highlight of this and the benefit of participating.
Fantastic. Look, thank you all for joining me this morning. Enjoy the rest of your time in South Australia and today in Adelaide. And we'll leave you with a little Rotary jingle that was recorded a couple of years ago by a very well-known identity, Mike Brady.
Rotary is community. Rotary is care. Rotary Clubs Australia. Rotaries everywhere. People motivated. Working every day to make our world a better place. That's Rosaries in aid. To make our world a better place. That's Rosaries in aid.
My guests in the studio, we had Robert Mayer, and we had Jeff and John Splatt, and where have I lost my bit of paper? I was all organised, and then it all fell away in front of me. John Spath, of course, and we had Jeff Hassman from Cedar Falls in Iowa in the USA. Thank you all for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Pleasure. It's 23 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock here on Adelaide's Coast FM. You're with Rob McLennan on a Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday the 17th of May, and great to have your company.